Can you give me a little background about yourself first?
I'm 17 years old. I'm in grade 11. I go to Arnprior District High School. I've got two younger sisters, a dog, a cat. I love to ski.
Have you lived in Arnprior all your life?
I have.
What are your favorite subjects in school?
Probably math. I'm in calculus right now.
Some of your hobbies?
I love to ski. I play soccer in the summer. I love reading, biking, hanging out with friends, hanging out with family.
Tell me the challenges that you see facing young people today.
Obviously, climate change is going to affect us a lot in the future. But right now, technology with social media has impacts on a lot of people's mental health. People are seeing these things online that just, they're not what is happening in reality. These edited photos, videos, and behaviors that are not okay online, but definitely aren't okay in real life. You should definitely look at everything that you're seeing online with a critical eye. You should have some sort of filter to know what's real, what's not.
What are some of the biggest influences that have helped you get where you are?
My parents are absolutely amazing. I've had some great teachers at school. My grade 8 teacher I really liked, Mr. Smith. I've had a lot of great teachers throughout high school, Miss Pritchard, Miss Parabell, Mr. Wyatt, Mr. Cudmore. My Aunt Heather's been a great inspiration for me.
And if you can look into the future with a crystal ball, where would you see yourself being between the ages of 22 and 27?
I'm definitely going to be in university in those years.
Tell me about Relay for Life.
I'm one of the heads of Relay for Life, Megan Russell's the other one, and it's supervised by Mr. Herrick at the high school. We're raising money for cancer, for the Canadian Cancer Society. We've got our big event coming up June 9th. It'll be taking place at the track at the Arnprior District High School. We just had our Relay Rally, which was a lot of fun. Madame Winter got her hair cut and donated it to cancer. We had lots of teachers donate their time and got pied in the face or participated in some games. It was a really great way to get the school involved. It was our first assembly since before COVID. That was crazy.
So if the public wants to support that, how do they do it?
They can donate online through our website, www.relayforlife.com/EDHS. And people will be probably going around making donations, or they can swing by our event June 9th. It's from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., and they can make a donation there.
And what is SAA?
SAA, that's our student council at the school. This year, a student and I, Reagan Russell, are co-spirit ministers, and Grace McGregor and Kirsten McMullen are the heads of it. We've got a dance coming up. We plan lots of spirit days. We just had like a little pep rally spirit assembly the other day.
So you're an acknowledged leader in class then as well?
Yeah, great to be able to get involved in the school, take charge, help my other students, help some peers.
So anything that I didn't ask you that you feel is important to include in our interview that you'd like to say?
I just wanted to say thank you for making the time to interview me. I really appreciate this opportunity.
Well, it's been a real pleasure to share in your enthusiasm.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
And thank you. I really enjoyed our talk.
Me too. Nice talking to you.
Okay, take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.